programs.
This meeting is now being recorded.
Welcome, everyone, to the sixth in a series of spiritual outreach programs. Our many thanks to Ray LaRose and Monsignor Bill Fedrowski for making this possible. We are fortunate today to have Monsignor Sylvester Cronin as our presenter. The Monsignor was raised in New Jersey and received his Master's of Divinity degree from Mount St. Mary's Seminary and was ordained in 1988. Monsignor has served on many committees and boards in the New Jersey area and is pastor of St. James Church in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. He is a member of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre and serves as the deputy chaplain of the Order of Malta, also in the New Jersey area. He is a chaplain to His Holiness with the title of Reverend Monsignor. His topic today is the Rosary. Welcome, Monsignor.
Well, thank you. Can everyone hear me? Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Okay, good. All right, did I make sure? Well, the title is Holy Rosary, but the subtitle that I have for the talk is The Rosary, a Powerful Armor Against Evil. So, my friends, we live in a violent world filled with some who use the name of God in vain to promote their evil cause. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, recently said, "I wish to forcefully reaffirm that the path of violence and hate can never solve the problems of humanity," adding that to use the name of God to justify this path is blasphemy. Sadly, many of us are succumbing to overwhelming anxiety and discouragement. But no matter how tempting it is, we must not fall into these anxieties. We must pray and fast with a living faith and a firm confidence. And there is no better way to do this than by praying the Holy Rosary. At the Sunday Angelus on November 15, 2015, Pope Francis prayed that the Blessed Mother would protect and watch over the whole entire world, and paused for a moment of silence before leading pilgrims in praying the Hail Mary, which I would like to do right now as I begin this talk. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Through this prayer, which has immense power, and attach this prayer, countless miracles, we will obtain victory over those who seek evil on the earth. In fact, we celebrate the obligatory memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary this Friday, October 7th, because through it, a powerful military victory was obtained at the Battle of Lepanto. Good triumphed over evil. In these days, we must not be afraid. We must, it's not optional, we must turn to the Rosary, calling upon the Blessed Mother to come to our assistance. I'd like to offer you now 7 quotes from popes and saints to encourage you to continue praying the Holy Rosary on a daily basis, as this prayer has revealed its power to all. first quote comes from St. Padre Pio. You can find, I found these online, and I knew some of them, so these are great to send to family members and friends, little email snippets, put them on the bottom of your email letters, I mean email correspondence with people. St. Padre Pio, the first. Some people are so foolish to think that they can go through life without the help of the Blessed Mother. Love the Madonna and pray the Rosary. For her Rosary is a weapon against the evils of the world today. All graces given by God pass through the Blessed Mother. Our second comes from Pope Pius XI, who reigned from 1922 to 1939. The Rosary is a powerful weapon to put the demons to flight and to keep oneself from sin. If you desire peace in your hearts, in your homes, and in your country, assemble each evening to recite the Rosary. Let not even one day pass without saying it, no matter how burdened you may be with many cares and labors. The next, from St. Louis de Montfort. Never will anyone who says his rosary every day become a formal heretic or be led astray by the devil. Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen said, "The rosary is the book of the blind where souls see and there enact the greatest drama of love the world has ever known. It is the book of the simple, which initiates them into mysteries and knowledge more satisfying than the education of other men. It is the book of the ages, whose eyes close upon the shadow of this world and open on the substance of the next. The power of the rosary is beyond description." Our next comes from Pope Leo XIII. "The rosary is the most excellent form of prayer and the most efficacious means of attaining eternal life. It is the remedy for all our evils, the root of all our blessings. There is no more excellent way of praying." The next, St. Jose Maria Escriva. "Say the Holy Rosary. Blessed be that monotony of Hail Marys which purifies the monotony of your sins." And the final, Sister Lucia dos Santos of Fatima. "The Most Holy Virgin, in these last times in which we live, has given a new efficacy to the recitation of the Rosary to such an extent that there is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, whether temporal or above all spiritual, in the personal life of each one of us, of our families, that cannot be solved by the rosary." There is no problem, I tell you, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the Holy Rosary. Now this is me, back to me a little bit. If you practice no other devotion, and I'm assuming all of us are saying the rosary every day, please God, pray the rosary. If you say one decade, I encourage you to say 2 decades. If you say 5 decades, I encourage you to say 10 decades. The more, the better. Remember, it is not through violence that we will heal the ills of the earth. By praying the rosary, we will find peace and joy in this life. I'm going to conclude by remembering the 3rd and 15th promise of the Rosary given by the Blessed Mother to St. Dominic and Blessed Alan de la Roche. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against evil. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. Pray the rosary. May God bless you as we continue to go to the Blessed Mother in intercession to help us on our journey through this life as she leads us to her Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. God bless you all, and have a beautiful and blessed day.
Thank you very much, Monsignor.
Well, you're welcome.